Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Hey, everybody, welcome back in the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Thursday, January 22nd, 2026 edition. Monitoring Fox News in the background during the break. The Congress is having hearings to hear about all of the fraud in Minnesota. And it's very, very interesting because now they're getting into more and more whistleblowers that are coming forward talking about what they've witnessed themselves in the state of Minnesota. Now, it's kind of interesting because you just heard the story I read from Blaze News. Again, if you want the story, text me daycare. But it comes with a condition. Oh, excuse me. Sorry, I didn't mute the mic. That sneeze just popped up on me. Comes with a condition. If you text me daycare, I send you the story. You agree to share it with everybody you know and put it on social media. But it's kind of interesting as I'm telling the story, there's congressional hearings going on in Washington, D.C. about Minnesota. Now, going to the process of Lansing and what we're dealing with as far as these other races, campaigns. Well, the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, said yesterday he does not support a one-year moratorium on data centers, which has been proposed by Republican gubernatorial candidate Tom Leonard and some Republican legislators. Leonard, just 2 days ago, came out announcing that these data centers need to be put on hold for a year. Well, Donald Trump, who spoke at the Detroit Economic Club, where the Speaker Matt Hall was at, totally supports these data centers, totally supports AI. Well, this is causing a little bit of a rift between the former Speaker, gubernatorial candidate Tom Leonard, and the current Speaker. Hall said he's concerned that the massive amounts of energy needed for these data centers cannot be supplied under the state's renewable portfolio standards. Hall noted that he did not support last year's use tax cut for data centers, and he doesn't support it now. However, his focus is on making sure the data centers that are coming to Michigan have enough electricity and that the costs will not be subsidized by ratepayers, consumers of electricity, residential, business, manufacturing, as well as others. He goes on to say data centers are massive computing outfits that perform the seemingly infinite calculations needed to make cryptocurrency and artificial intelligence work. Companies have been looking to plop these airport hangar-like structures in Michigan for years. They like Michigan's cold winter temperatures and bountiful groundwater supply to cool these continuously running computers. Up until the last year or so, the data center lobby pushed lawmakers hard for a tax break. They claimed the centers would be economic drivers, booms to local communities. Even though they need only a few dozen people to run them once they're built, it can take years of skilled labor work to construct one, which is the lure for organized labor. Back in 2024, the use tax being cut in half, and also the use sales tax incentive, was passed when the Democrats had control of both the House and the Senate. Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed the package back on September 25th of 2024. Well, that was right before the Republican victories here in Michigan. President Trump won the state, and the House was taken back by the Republicans. Additionally, in 2023, Governor Whitmer signed bills instructing electricity providers to run 100% on clean energy by 2040 and to reach 60% of their energy portfolio to consist of renewable sources like wind, solar, and hydropower by 2035. That's never going to happen, folks. Period. End of story. There's only one way they could even possibly reach that objective. She proposed in signing the Clean Energy Act. We would have to have dozens and dozens more nuclear power plants and or hydrogen plants, both in the Lower Peninsula and the Upper Peninsula. Because you ain't going to get there, Governor, with wind turbines, solar panels, and hydropower. Hydropower? You guys are tearing down all the hydro dams. What the heck are you talking about? Now, are you talking about hydrogen? Not hydro, but actually hydrogen power? Creating electricity, generating power plants that use hydrogen? Well, then, that's a different story. Now, one solution that I have that I'd like to get out there for people to question, why can't these data centers utilize on-site electricity generation? Technology has basically created local on-site electricity generation plants that they can utilize. I remember a story maybe a few months ago. What are those called? SRCs? I'm going to have to do some research. But instead of tapping into our electric grid, why can't they very simply generate their own electricity? They're already talking about the underground 52 degrees groundwater we have across the entire state of Michigan. We're already utilizing that in the use of well connect units and other geothermal hydro producing functioning systems. You all know, and many of you have them yourself, well connect units, geothermal hybrids that basically use your well water to air condition and heat your homes and businesses. Doesn't consume any water at all and basically runs the water through the system steals its energy to either heat or air condition the building and then puts it right back in the ground into the water aquifer. These data centers are basically capable of doing the same thing. So my question is, again, I understand you want to use the groundwater. That's fine. But what about generating your own electricity? And the thing of it is that people want to talk about is that this is technology that the president is pushing. The president wants it. And if the president wants it, he's basically going to get it. This guy wants these data centers. He wants not only the state of Michigan, but the country to be a leader in artificial intelligence. He does not want Russia or China to be the leaders of this technology. So one of the things that we absolutely, absolutely have got to do is make sure that this process is fully explored and explained. And honestly, I think this is just a political ploy on former Speaker and Republican gubernatorial candidate Tom Leonard. This is just him trying to make headlines. Seriously, folks, a one-year moratorium? Yeah, it's not going to happen. Bob down in Hillsdale, he texted me daycare. For some reason, it didn't go through, so I will send it to you right now. Oh, I know why. Okay, got it. One word. I got to change my phone. I got to change the setting. I had daycare with a space, and I omitted one word, daycare. So, Bob, you should get it now. And here's the other thing that we have to analyze, folks. Data centers in this story itself. Data centers account for 4% of the country's electricity consumption as of in 2024. That number is supposed to more than double by 2030, according to the Pew Research Center. According to one estimate, 100 megawatt data center would require 1,446 acres of solar panels, basically over 2 square miles. Yeah, that's not it. SRCs. I got to do the research. I'll find it. We're going to take a short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress. This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last segment of hour number one before we're joined with Genevieve Peters-Scott, a U.S. Senate candidate. She'll be spending the next half hour with us from 10 to 10:30. Looking forward to meeting her and having a conversation with her about a run for U.S. Senate. Just to wrap up this story, Speaker Matt Hall said, so if Michigan needs a lot more electricity to fuel these data centers, he doesn't see it happening under the current renewable portfolio standards requirements. There's no way to do it with wind and solar. You cannot do the wind and solar mandates and build these new plants. Well, one Republican caucus member willing to make a deal on any plan to slow down or stop these data center construction is State Representative James DeSanta, Republican of Carlton. I know Jim. I rode on the ferry back from Mackinac Island with him there in Mackinac City a couple of Republican leadership conferences ago. Really a good guy, limited government. I like Jim, but he doesn't get it. Actually, Speaker Hall doesn't even understand it. They've got to generate their own electricity on site. Well, DeSanta said the explosion of these data centers is chewing up farmland. That's another thing I absolutely disagree with. There is no reason why these data centers can't be built in wooded areas. Harvest the trees, make them plant trees somewhere else that they're taking down. Don't use farmland. That is way too easy and too simple for them to chew up. I agree with that. We've got plenty of wooded areas in our communities. Take down the trees, do some land balancing, do some wetland mitigation, whatever you got to do, but stop using farmland. That I agree with. Well, DeSanta said he's traveled to Door, Mason, and other small towns across the state to talk with upset residents who would prefer to push these huge projects into brownfield industrial sites or wooded areas and other undeveloped property. Brownfield industrial sites, that's another good location. Brownfield, toxic things in the soil, clean it up, remediate, put them there. The senator went on to say, this is the biggest issue I've dealt with since I've been in elected office. I literally get a call, two, three of them every day from somebody who wants to talk about these data centers and wants to fight them. And also, one thing I've noticed, it crosses partisan lines. Republicans and Democrats equally are against it. Well, based on a statewide poll conducted by the Public Policy Polling Center on behalf of Progress Michigan. Now, folks, you got to understand, who's Progress Michigan?
They're communists. Let's just call it what it is. Democratic, socialist, whatever. Liberal, progressive, socialist, communist group. Progress Michigan won't even consider coming on this show and having a conversation with us. Well, their little pet puppet public policy polling back in November found that fewer than one-third of respondents support bringing more data centers into Michigan, meaning two-thirds oppose them. The opposition grows when more negatives are laid out. Oh, you mean like when you do a push poll? Yeah, I mean, this information is being politicized. In my opinion, it's got to stop. Use technology, use science. Again, like they talked about, brownfield industrial sites, wooded areas, other undeveloped property. Stop using farmland. Why do they want to use farmland? Farmers are stewards of the earth. They go in and they start plowing fields. They take out rocks. They take out roots. They absolutely make the soil beautiful, flat, usually level, to be able to plant their crops. It takes less diesel fuel in the tractors if you are cultivating flat land without hills to climb. Farmland is beautiful. And these guys can come in. They don't have to remove any trees. They don't have to deal with wetlands. They don't have to deal with any of this stuff. There's no toxic soil conditions that would justify qualifying for them to be brownfields. So they want the easy, easy way to go. Screw you guys. You're going to make all these millions of dollars. You're getting all these grants. You're getting this money from these organizations, from these units of government. Come in and clean up the sites. Absolutely agree. Brownfield industrial sites. Love it. Well, DeSanta said, I think this issue is going to have an impact on this year's midterm election. Well, of course it is, because the former speaker, Tom Leonard, running for governor, wants to debate this issue, wants to talk about it. Proposing a one-year moratorium? Why 1 year, Tom? If you truly believe that these centers shouldn't be built, why do you only want a one-year moratorium? Oh, that's right, because the election is in November. This is late January, one-year moratorium. Yeah. After you're governor, then we can go back to building the data center. So this is basically an issue you want to run on to get elected. You're trying to buy votes from people. Whatever. Genevieve Peter-Scott, candidate for U.S. Senate, going to join us in the next half hour. Top of the hour news break. I'm Trucker Randy. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy.